Good morning. Good morning, everyone. And good morning, everyone who is joining on our Skype broadcast from all of our 28 countries. We have decided that it's a very good idea to stream this very special event for us to make it available for all our countries that we serve. Today is a very special day, and I would like to thank you very much that you have come here to this event, because we are opening actually our Technology Innovation Lab here in Sofia Tech Park. And this is a quite significant event for Hellenic. The core objective of this Technology Innovation Lab is to foster and cultivate the innovations and bring it to Hellenic in order to support our growth and our aim to become 24/7 total beverage companies. So this place will be the center and the linking pin between our technology innovations and our business. And we will have a dedicated space where we can quickly build a proof of concept, demonstrate readily available solutions, give the opportunity to users and the business to try and to test certain solutions that we already have that are supporting our business. And we are having our focus to cooperate very closely with our strategic partners from Microsoft, from Atos, from OTE, from Google, to create innovative solutions and to bring them back to our business. But today we decided that on this special event we're going to switch a little bit from our big technology partners, and we have selected four startup companies to showcase their solutions and present us some demos built for this special event and for Hellenic use cases. Two of the companies are coming from the Bridge initiative from the Coca-Cola company. One of the company is supported by our strategic partner Microsoft. And the last company is a Bulgarian startup, which is providing a very interesting solution combining the offline and data analytics worlds together. Last but not least, we're going to use this space for inspiring our employees and supporting our collaboration with our future collaboration with universities that we would like to engage here and fill the innovation pipeline that we are planning to have in the future. And I'd like to thank you, and I have the honor to have here Alain Bruchar, who is our Chief Information Officer and Executive Committee Member. Bart Simpson, who is the Chief Information Officer and Senior Vice President of the Coca-Cola Company. And we will have also Stan Janev, who is our Executive Director of the Invest Bulgaria Agency, who will say some words later on. And with that, I would like to give the floor to Mr. Alain Bruchar to give some words in conclusion.
Good morning, everyone. I said good afternoon because I arrived very late yesterday night, so I'm still a bit jet-lagged from Switzerland. Can you mean that? So, jet-lagged. Kiri, first of all, thank you very much for organizing that event. The good news is you have completely stolen my speech. Okay, so I will be even shorter than usual. And I really want to make a statement about what we are trying to do here. And what we do, basically, I believe it's a milestone in our digital journey, not only for Coca-Cola Hellenic, but I believe for the Coca-Cola system. What we have tried to do over the last 2 years by setting up that operation here is to work collaboratively, not only with the Coca-Cola company, now through the Bridge program, but also with many of our strategic partners. Most of you guys, you are here in the room. I mentioned obviously SAP, Atos, OT, Dutch Telecom, Google, Microsoft. They are all part of that journey of transforming and digitizing LEDIC going forward. Now, one thing that I wanted to mention to complement what Kirill was saying is that for us, technology is not just a nice to have. Technology has a role to play in our growth story for LEDIC. And technology has a role to play also in our ambition to become what we call Total Beverage Company 24/7. That's very important. I believe most of you, either our partners or the LEDIC people who are in the room, have understood what we try to do in terms of strategic directions. And the strategic direction is basically to evolve our consumer offering, working very closely with the Coca-Cola company. The Coca-Cola company, as you know, is using the concept of beverage for life, which is very similar to our 24/7 total beverage company. And we all believe, and Barry is very much leading that from a system standpoint, that technology and digital has a role to play to really fulfill that new mission. So that those technologies, for me, what is very important is that they have to be very practical, they have to be very relevant, and yes, ultimately, they have to be very commercially focused. We do have a lot of initiatives, and you will see some of them today here, which are also about effectiveness and optimization of our workforce. But there is, for me, a much bigger agenda on how to transform the business by driving the digital agenda together with commercial. So basically, that's what I wanted to say. You will see through the startup that Kirill has planned, but also behind here, we have some of the demo of some of our commercial new solutions. I mentioned Hybris, our new customer portal, which is going live in many countries. I just went through the demo looking at the web page and the opening page that the customer can interact with, which is brilliant. You will have also behind the so-called IFSA Light, which is basically our new takedown of our Salesforce automation platform that we can use now with third party, wholesalers, partners, merchandisers, pre-sellers, that we want to embrace into the ecosystem. And there are many other initiatives that that location will help us to crack. So basically, for me, this location is not only an innovation lab. It looks very good, excellent logo. By the way, also the kind of neurons, I assume that's what it means. At least that's my reading of the logo. But I believe it goes beyond that. What we have to do here is to incubate, but what will be very important is that it has to get out of here and it has to go into the marketplace. And that's where we will create together, in LEDIC and at the system level, the most impact. So I want to finish by first thanking our Microsoft colleagues who are basically welcoming us here in that location. So it's kind of co-work we have done with them. So that's very appreciated. And I want to wish really good luck to Kirill and to the whole team, because as we said here, it has to start, okay, it has to incubate, but then it has to go out in the marketplace. So all the best for all the innovation pipeline that you will be creating from here. Looking forward to that in the very near future. Thank you. And with that, I pass over to our friend here from the Coca-Cola company, Barry, in order to tell us a few words also. Thank you.
Well, good morning, everybody. And what a week it is in Bulgaria for IT. My goodness. We're very fortunate to be here. And the reason we're here is that we're learning from Coca-Cola Hellenic. Around a year ago, we came to Sofia. My understanding, Sofia is a girl's name. Sofia is a city. Yes. So we came here around a year ago to understand what Hellenic was doing here with technology. And we were really impressed with the caliber of the people, the partnerships, the ecosystem here in Bulgaria. And so the Coca-Cola company has made a significant investment in setting up a regional delivery centre, which we're also opening this week. So we're very thankful to be here and thankful to learn from the experience of Coca-Cola Hellenic. And when we think about digital technology and the role technology plays, it is about learning. It's about being able to innovate, to try things, to learn quickly. But as Elaine said, being able to scale those innovations and take them to the marketplace. And so in the digital world, it brings the Coca-Cola company and the consumer together with Coca-Cola Hellenic and the customer. It brings those worlds together. And having both of us here in Bulgaria with technology functions that can partner together, that can connect those worlds together and link the data together and trial things very quickly, not just on behalf of our own businesses, but to learn on behalf of the Coca-Cola system, is something that's extremely valuable to all of us. It is an ecosystem. Coca-Cola Hellenic and the Coca-Cola Company are investing in the ecosystem here. And we're also very keen to partner with companies large and small as part of that ecosystem. So for SAP, for Microsoft, for Atos, for those companies that we use across the system, we're very grateful for the partnership and for the universities and the schools in Bulgaria that will be generating the next generation of technologists to come and work and grow our business. We're very excited to partner with you as well. So thank you for the opportunity of being here with you, and we look forward to sharing that growth story through technology with all of you here. Thank you.
And with that, I'd like to invite Elaine and Barry together with me to actually push the button.
Hey, I have to stand on the stage because I'm short.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Yep.
Two, okay. Three, four, five.
Thank you very much.
All the best, because the best is yet to come, right?
Actually, some of it already came.
Okay, excellent.
I would like just to check one item of the agenda. Are we okay with the...
We don't.
Okay. Now, we literally lit up the space, the light is on, and now we're going to continue with some showcases from startup companies. And we have chosen the first one to be a company called Maxperion, or Maxperience, which is a partner of Microsoft, and they have a very interesting solution related to image recognition, and you will see basically how this solution will work. We'll try to do a real life demo now with their solution. So, Pradeep, please.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Pradeep, CEO and founder of Maxperience. I am really jet lagged. It's 26 hours since I have been on the plane. Okay, and I did not expect such a big crowd, to be frank. Okay, cool. So I'll start with what we do now. Imagine your coolers, your shelves becoming smart, smart to the extent that they know what they are holding. When somebody picks up a product, it knows what product is being picked. Everything gets processed right at the shelf level or at the cooler level. Reports get generated, transferred back onto the cloud. You aggregate the data from multiple shelves, multiple stores, multiple geographies, perform analytics on the cloud, and you know what to do next with respect to increasing your revenue, stuff like that. How does it sound? Cool, right? That's what we built. We build systems that transform your shelves, your coolers into smart coolers. Let me jump into the presentation. We'll give you demos here. We have a live demo running backstage. We'll be happy to show you what exactly the solution is about. Okay, so... Okay, cool. So we have pronounced Maxperience, not Maxperience. Okay? Yeah, I'm the one who is jet lag, actually. So it's in-store smart shelves for real-time insights on at the shelf level for customer behavior and stuff like that. Okay? You guys know much more than me about the statistics, but in a nutshell, what do? We address the key challenges of empowering your business developers, your sales associates, your merchandisers. Right? The only thing they have to do is go into a store, point the smartphone to the cooler or to the shelf rack, whatever, just take a picture and it gives a complete data of what's there in the cooler, what's there in the shelf, etc., etc. Okay? So we help CPG and FMCG brands like you, retailers, to ensure product availability on shelves at all times while optimizing merchandising practices and distribution channels. Okay. Is this just a demo? Is this just like something that's on PowerPoint? Answer is no. We have actually deployed this for Coca-Cola in two places. We have deployed this for Coke in India. We are now working with Coke in San Francisco to deploy this. A lot of partners that who have been helping us in enabling this. As Kirill mentioned, we are now working with Microsoft to onboard this at a larger scale. Okay, so we are going all out with Microsoft on this. There's too much of data in this, so I'll not bore you with this stuff. We'll jump directly into the demo, but at a very high level, the whole ecosystem of connecting your cooler to your distribution centers, to your production lines. Okay, the way you have just-in-time manufacturing in the manufacturing space, imagine you have just-in-time inventory management. The moment a shelf runs out of a product, it sends a report back to the distribution center saying, hey, I'm running out of this SKU, please replenish this. That's exactly what we are looking at. We'll come back to this. Okay, now to real pictures, real demos. What do we do? See the difference between the coolers in India and San Francisco. Alright? There's hardly any space left here. It's stocked to the core with not only Coke's products, but your competitors' products, non-Coke products. I'll give you data about what exactly these coolers have in the demo that we, in the pilot that we have done with Coke. Look at the side here. They're stocked with everything, man. Okay? Whereas there, it's much more neater. It's easier to analyze. The reason I'm showing you these pictures is it doesn't have to work only in such environments. Our solutions work in these environments. That's the key takeaway, right? Making the system work in this is a challenge. We did spend quite a lot of time to make the systems recognize in these environments. Okay, so what exactly does it do? So we actually have a camera in this particular system where when somebody opens the door, what we see, what you see is the top view of the cooler. It basically looks at what's going into the cooler and what's coming out of the cooler. We make the systems recognize those products, right at the cooler level, generate reports, transfer it back to the clerk. Okay, so let's see, let's go to the next one. Okay, so how exactly does it do? As you can see, right, here we actually have trained the system to tag what is going into the cooler, what's coming out of the cooler. You can actually hold this any which way. It doesn't matter that you have to hold it in a particular way for the system to actually recognize this. The whole idea is about understanding the transactions right at the entrance of the cooler. Okay? Let's see if I can. Lot of reports get generated. Right at the cooler level. Okay, this is cool stuff. I was talking about this pilot that we did in India, right? Now, this is real data, okay? Out of 100 products that are sold from a Coke cooler in India, in the place where we have deployed, it's only 58% of the products that are Coke's products. The top selling product from those coolers is milk, dairy products. Okay, I mean, you need to understand the demographic, the environment in which we are making these systems work, right? Milk is a perishable good, right? And there, if Coke provides these coolers, the best selling, the best product that can put in these coolers is milk. So that's what you see here. You have non-Coke, which includes your competitor's product. So this is the kind of data that we actually gather right at the cooler level. This is a pilot that we did for Coke in India, and we are doing similar stuff in San Francisco. What does it mean? At a very high level, you're talking about $85 per cooler per month of revenue that is lost from these coolers. And from a gross profit margin, you're talking about $12 per cooler per month, which if you just take 100,000 coolers, you're looking at $14.4 million of loss every month. Okay, now coming to the live demo here. Right? There are three parts to this. One, imagine I'm the BD, I'm the sales associate. I walk into a store, okay? I take my smartphone. Now, you don't need to have dedicated cameras, dedicated computing systems for every cooler, every shelf. Based on your use case, you can either transform the coolers into smart coolers, or you can enable the merchandisers or the BDs to use their smartphones to understand what's there in the cooler. There's only three steps. I'll give a live demo backstage. It's about clicking, uploading those images onto the cloud. In real time, it analyzes which products are where, okay, checks it in real time, and then gives data right at that very instant, something like that, which shows, okay, what is the compliance percentage here, how much of it is real stock, how much of it is missing, how much of it is non-Coke products, stuff like that, okay? Everything is done right at the cooler level. Then you basically get this data. What is the big deal about it? Well, there are other companies also that do this, right? Okay, now the best part. Let me show you this. There was one product that was missing here, right? But in the next image, you have this particular product. This is again one of your own products. But for the heck of it, I've just taken that. It actually reads it as UFO, unidentified foreign object, because the system doesn't know what that is. Okay? How long does it take for the system to learn about this? Can you take a guess?
5 seconds.
Somebody said 5 seconds. I mean, you need to be in my company if it is really 5 seconds. Okay, it takes less than 10 minutes. Not 5 seconds, 10 minutes. So what will the BD do? So as I said, I'm the merchandiser here, right? So what I will do is, now this is where the live demo starts. Okay, let's see if I have this. So these guys basically log into helix.magazine.com. That's our website. Right at the store, they log into this. Okay, they give a product name, brand name, let's assume. I give Coca-Cola here. And then the product, okay, I just bought this, which Samuel had shown.
Crappy smooth.
Okay, so let me give that. Okay, and then I'll select CPG, and then I'll go to subcategory. So it's a little tough for. Okay, I just come here, I create product. I click on create product, and then I click on. Where's my mouse? Start recording, okay, and then I just hold this in front of my camera here, right, and then you should see this. So I basically have to do this for 5 to 6 minutes, so I'm playing the role of the merchandiser here. You can see that now, so it's actually catching this, okay. So what do I do there? Just click stop recording, push to cloud. That's it. In less than, I've actually spent 3 to 4 minutes to get around 100, 200 samples of this, but it's only 3 to 4 minutes. In the interest of time, I did for 3 to 4 seconds. Okay, so push to cloud in less than 60 minutes. Anywhere in the world, this can be now recognized. That's the power of real-time onboarding these products. We can recognize products real-time, we can onboard products real-time, make the systems understand what's happening at the shelf or cooler level real-time, push the data onto the cloud, aggregate the data from multiple sources, and then perform analytics. That's what we build. Okay, coming back to our presentation. How are we doing on time? Good? around the 2 minutes. Any questions before I move on? We want to make this as interactive as possible. So we are happy to answer questions later, but you got the idea, right? So this particular product, we can make the system synchronize pretty fast. Okay, coming back to the dashboards. Now, Coke San Francisco actually had a pretty good input on how they would want to see the data, or actually capture the data. Those coolers, right, the way now the data is being presented, select any time period, date, like 7 days or something like that, and 24 hours, choose a product, it will actually populate which product at which time is getting sold. This is the resolution of hours. So this is actually a matrix in time for every product. Sales versus time for every given product at that cooler or shelf. The other is planogram components. We have just seen that earlier, right? So does it really comply? Given a product, what is its position? Where exactly these products are? How many of those products? This is more to do with cooler level real-time data, but you can imagine similar data for a cooler planogram analysis. Okay, cool. So key takeaways. We have real-time analysis. It's as simple as clicking with your smartphone, uploading that image, and getting back the compliance reports in less than 45 seconds. If there's an unknown product, onboard that product in less than 5 minutes. Push all this data onto the cloud, on Azure with partnership, or in partnership with Microsoft. We are basically aggregating a lot of data and then analyzing this for future analysis. Okay, thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you. That was Pradeep from Brazilians. Before we continue with the next showcase, we have one special guest here, Stan Hryanev from the Bulgarian Invest Agency. And he's going to use this opportunity to give us one of the certificates that we have recently applied for Investor Class A for our Coca-Cola IT Shared Services. So Stan, please join me.
Good morning. Good morning, dear. Dear Mr. Simpson, dear Mr. Bukhar, Mr. Petrov, Mr. Trajkov, dear guests, I'm very honored and I'm here basically to give this special type of certificate which shows that the government of Bulgaria stands behind the specific project, and we are very happy that in a way, as I'm usually saying, for some special companies, and especially for Coca-Cola, that your so-called visualized definition of what we would like to see in the Bulgarian economy, this is investment plus innovations equals leadership. So this is really...
Hello.
So it was a long way, but you know that a long way starts always with the first step. And this first step is... obviously, I'm somehow too modest to say that the certificate is the first step, but everyone also knows that it is the journey that matters, not the specific goal. So, and every journey starts with this first step. So. Good luck, and I hope that we will have many memorable moments like this. So, congratulations, and really happy to give you this certificate.
is the English version.
Much better for me.
I started with the Cyrillic one because in a way we are proud to say that also the Cyrillic type of trademark of Coca-Cola, it was basically created here.
I'm just reminding, probably you all know that the Cyrillic type of trademark was created in Bulgaria. Yes. So I hope that this center would be something like the starting point for many intelligent technologies from Bulgaria with the stamp Bulgaria. So that's why I started with the Cyrillic one. But obviously sometimes you have to use also the English version.